June 5, 1 Samuel 17, 4 to 29. Human boasting. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. 1 Samuel 17, 10. When war was declared by Israel against the Philistines, three of the sons of Jesse joined the army under Saul, but David remained at home. After a time, however, he went to visit the camp of Saul. By his father's direction, he was to carry a message and a gift to his elder brothers and to learn if they were still in safety and health. As David drew near to the army, he heard the sound of commotion as if an engagement was about to begin. Goliath, the champion of the Philistines, came forth and with insulting language defied Israel and challenged them to provide a man from their ranks who would meet him in single combat. For 40 days the host of Israel had trembled before the haughty challenge of the Philistine giant. Their hearts failed within them as they looked upon his massive form, in height measuring 6 cubits in a span. Upon his head was a helmet of brass. He was clothed with a coat of mail that weighed 5,000 shekels, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs. The coat was made of plates of brass that overlaid one another like the scales of a fish, and they were so closely joined that no dart or arrow could possibly penetrate the armor. At his back, the giant bore a huge javelin or lance, also of brass. The staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron, and one bearing a shield went before him. Israel did not defy Goliath, but Goliath made his proud boast against God and his people. The defying, the boasting, and the railing must come from the opposers of truth who act the Goliath. But none of this spirit should be seen in those whom God has sent forth to proclaim the last message of warning to a doomed world. Goliath trusted in his armor. He terrified the armies of Israel by his defiant, savage boastings, while he made a most imposing display of his armor, which was his strength.